Roses are red, violets are blue. John and Chantel hope that they choose you. It's Chantel's roses.
Chantel, what exactly are your roses?
If you suspect your partner is not being faithful, I want to send them a dozen roses. We're going to offer them completely free, and we are just going to find out who they want to send the flowers to. Do they want to send them to you, or do they have a secret mistress or mister?
Yeah,
that
sure.
They want.
Is that the official title? Is it mister?
A mister.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's my official title.
All right.
And basically, we're going to bust them, or we're going to prove that they are a faithful partner and everything is okay.
Peace of mind.
Exactly.
That's what we're here for. One way or another, you get some closure. At least we hope so. As we say good morning to Everly. Hi, Everly.
Hi.
Hi. Well, tell us what's going on.
Okay. So I've been dating my boyfriend, Joey, for 3 years. And I would love to talk about taking the next step towards moving in together. But lately, he's been acting really standoffish. Like I'll walk into the room and he'll, if he's on his phone, he'll suddenly like lock his phone. And when I ask what's up, he just gets really defensive. So that's weird, right?
That's always like anytime someone's hiding their phone, changing passwords, doing any of that kind of stuff. It's always like the first, like, wait, what happened? We used to be very open and relaxed. So
correct.
Okay.
Totally.
I hear you on that one. I'm sorry. What's his name?
His name is Joey.
Joey. And you said you've been, are you engaged?
We're not engaged.
You're not engaged.
We've just been dating for 3 years.
Okay.
And so we're thinking about moving into, or I would like to talk about moving in together.
I guess when you said next step, to me, I went next step, engaged. I think that's what I did in my mind.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So that's why. Yeah. Okay. Let me throw this idea out here, and I'd hate to set up any expectations and then have them fall apart. Could he be ring shopping on his phone?
Oh, and doesn't want you to see.
Right, and then Everly walks in, and that's when he gets all like nervous, and he doesn't know how to respond. And I mean, could it be something like that?
I mean, we've never talked about marriage.
Okay. You're still trying to get the whole moving in thing. You guys haven't really talked about the engagement thing yet.
Yeah.
They take the scenic route.
Yeah.
Where some people take the direct route.
Look, there's no right way to do it.
There's no right or wrong way.
You got to walk before you run.
Exactly.
Maybe he's looking at apartments on KSL.
There you go.
And he wants to surprise her with a key to the place.
Or maybe he's doing other things that are shady.
All right, fine.
Uh-huh. And we need to figure it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. That's what my gut is telling me. And honestly, if you're going to surprise me with an apartment that I didn't even step into to look at.
Yeah, then you know nothing about your partner because, girls, we want to know where we're going to live. Yeah. I need to see how big the closet is.
I need to know if there's a washer dryer in
your
unit. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because all he's going to worry about is, does he get a parking spot?
So
exactly.
Everly, you said your gut, so you're definitely feeling like something's up. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes, I mean, obviously we don't live together yet, but he's definitely been, like, we usually, you know, spend time in one place, and now he's been spending more time at his place alone rather than with me.
That's a big one, when they don't want to spend as much time with you anymore. Okay, do you know how this works, Everly? I mean, are you ready for it in case something happens and we do, you know, catch a Joey cheating?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've heard about it for a long time, and I know you guys always get answers.
Yeah.
So I want to know what's up.
Okay. All right. As long as you're cool with it, then why don't we do this? Let's get Joey's number off air, and we'll kind of set up, and we'll get ready to call him next.
Okay.
It's Chantel's Roses, where we try to catch the cheaters. So Everly and Joey have been dating for 3 years. Everly's really hoping for the two of them to take the next step and move in together. But instead, Joey started acting really standoffish. In fact, whenever she walks into a room, he'll like lock his phone. And when she goes, like, hey, wait, what's going on there? He gets defensive right away about it. And she's going, I just need to know what's going on. He has changed. He doesn't want to hang out with me as much as he used to. And I want answers. Everly, did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So what we're going to do is this. Chantel's going to call up Joey, and she's going to offer Joey a dozen roses for free, and we're going to just see if he wants to send them to you or if there's someone else on his mind that he'd rather send them to, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The only thing I do need from you, Everly, is permission to have Joey on our radio show.
Granted.
Okay, perfect. Chantel, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Joey?
This is Joey.
Hi, Joey. This is Chantel from State Street Flowers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. So I have kind of a random thing we like to do here for people in the Salt Lake area is offer them a dozen free roses. Basically, if we have any flowers left over in our fridge, we like to give them to people so that they don't go to waste. And today, your number actually came up as one of our recipients of the free flowers. Would you like to accept them and send them to someone?
I mean, is there a catch, or it's free, or
it like
said, or what's
the... I know it sounds like super random, but our owner is just like honestly a really generous person. So no, there's no subscription. I don't need any credit card information. I literally am just, I have these flowers. I just need basically an address, and then we'll go out and deliver them today for you.
I mean, is there a way you can just deliver them to me, and I can deliver them?
I mean, yeah, that's always an option. You could just come by and pick them up. I can get the flowers ready. If they come with a card. Do you want me to fill that out for you?
No, it's okay. I can write my own card. I'll just write it out, and I'll send it with the flowers once you guys drop them off.
Need some help? Hey, Joey.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is John. You were talking to Chantel. We actually do a morning show on Mix 105.1 here in town. Sorry, we're not really a flower shop. In fact, we had a friend of yours kind of call us and say that there might be happening on the side. And so we were just calling to see if like maybe there was something happening on the side, because we know you do have a girlfriend also of 3 years. So that's why we were calling. We were trying to trick you to see if you would send.
I know. And he like busted me. I ran out. I was like, I don't know where to keep going with this.
What friend called you?
That's a good question. How about this? What if I have your friend just, you know, say hi, and we'll see if maybe you can guess who it is. The person who called us, do you want to say hi to Joey?
Hi.
I need more than one syllable.
It's been 3 years. You should know my voice immediately.
Ev? Is that you?
Yes.
Yeah, Joey, so Everly actually reached out to us, and yeah, it has been 3 years. We know you guys have been dating, and she's been getting worried that maybe you've been cheating with her. You guys don't live together, but I know you spend a lot of time together, but lately, as you do spend time, you're locking your phone. She'll walk in on you, and you're almost already defensive, and those are signs, you know, red flags, some warning signs for us that someone's cheating, so that's why we're calling.
I'm not cheating on you.
Okay, then why are you being so weird with your phone? I mean, you hide it, like, every time I walk into the room.
It's really nothing.
There's something that you're definitely hiding. You get weird the minute I walk in and then defensive if I ask you about it, and...
And this is supposed to help, doing this thing on the radio.
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I just...
Well, I'm not cheating on you. It's all in your mind.
That phone thing? That phone thing is not in my mind.
You've caught me looking at videos on my phone. Remember?
I'm so uncomfortable.
Sports videos?
No.
It's the kind that she doesn't want me to watch.
You're disgusting.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, you ask. I'm trying to be honest here. You got me on the radio.
Okay,
like, call
I think
me
we're
out.
Done like, on this show, and we'll talk when I get home.